Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. What's going on, successors? Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones. And today we're coming at you with another Monday motivation. I wanted to do things a little bit differently today, but before I even get into today's subject matter, I want to say, man, just shout out to everybody who's been faithfully listening, who's been chiming in, making sure you leave your Apple reviews, those even who have been interacting with us and contributing to the conversation live by way of Twitter using the hashtag SYSpodcast. But any questions or any feedback, any comments that you have, I would encourage you to just shoot me over an email to info@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. I would love to answer your questions, love to hear what topics you would like for us to address, and all of that jazz. So info@jonathanjonesspeaks.com. Feel free to shoot over your comments. Feel free to shoot over your suggestions. We would love to hear what you have to say about the podcast, because this is a podcast for you, the successors. This is a podcast to add value to you and what you're doing. So I want to make sure that the topics are applicable as well as the guests that we bring on. Without further ado, now I want to go ahead and get into today's Monday motivation. And this episode is a little bit different from how we typically run the show. I'm going to bring you in to a presentation that I did not too long ago. And I hope it inspires you, and I hope it gets your week off to a great start. So without further ado, here we go, right into the presentation.
He said, I want to tell you a quick story. I said, what you got, Dr. Prescott? He said, there's this guy. This guy named Johnny. I was like, okay, you're being funny now. My name's Jonathan. The guy in the story is Johnny. Riddle me that. He said, this kid's name was Johnny. He said he went to a conference and he heard this woman speak. After that, my man was on fire. Like, he was lit up, super empowered, motivated. He couldn't wait till his dad came home. His dad came home. He said, Dad, get in here. His dad said, what's going on? What happened? What did you break this time? He said, no, Dad, it's not that. Just sit down. I said, okay. He said, what's going on, Johnny? Talk to me. He said, Dad, I just went to this conference and this woman was amazing. Amazing. Not amazing. Amazing. I said, okay. Tell me about her. He said, Dad, she had this message. She said that I'm important. She said that I can change the world. Okay, Johnny, well, how are you going to change the world, son? What are you going to do? Said, Dad, I don't know, but I can't sit around here all day. Because Johnny was a young man who, he was always labeled these things. People always talked about him. People always made fun of him. They laughed at him at school. They would always point and call him all these different names. I don't know, some of us in here might be able to relate. Because, I mean, I know I've been called a few names. And people said all these things about him because Johnny happened to have Down syndrome. And just understanding that he was still brilliant, he said, Dad, I gotta do something. So his dad said, what do you want, Johnny? He said, I want a job, Dad. He said, okay. Okay, a job. That's it. Dad can handle that. Because his dad had a friend at the grocery store up the street. I know we're out here at Texas State, so we'll just say the grocery store was H-E-B. We'll just call it H-E-B. He said, I'll call him. We'll see what he has for you, John. We'll see what he talks about. We'll see. We'll see what he says. He might give you a job. He might not. I can't promise it. We'll see. He got him on the phone, said, hey, you know I got Johnny here. You know Johnny's story. Can you do anything for him? He said, I think we can use him. We had a couple baggers that we had to let go because they were in the back stealing boxes with nothing in them. So we had to fire him. So we can make room for Johnny. I know he's a good kid. He has integrity. Let him know, come here next week, then we can work it out. So then Johnny started working. You know, people are coming through. Everybody knows I do. Paper or plastic? And he was just smiling. Paper or plastic? paper, plastic. He came home, he's like, Dad, Johnny, what's wrong? How's work going? Dad, work is fine, but I want to do something more impactful. Johnny, what do you want to do? I'm out of ideas. I got you the job at the grocery store. What you want to do? He said, Dad, I don't know, man. The woman, she was saying that I can make a difference. And after Johnny sat there, and he liked to go online and just read different quotes on Instagram. He'd just scroll down and follow motivational pages and read the quotes. And he'd get really excited and come and tell his dad. His dad said, Johnny, well, maybe you can like write quotes or something. And like tell people on the way. He said, Dad, that's it. Everybody that comes through my line, I'm going to give them a quote of the day. So he said, okay, well, how can I help you? Can you just make copies? I can do that, Johnny. I can do that. So then a couple weeks pass. Johnny's here at the store. He's still hitting them paper or plastic, but then he's just sliding the note in. Paper or plastic, you get the bread and just slide it under the bread. So the people never really saw what he was doing. Oh, just eggs. Oh, we'll be gentle with those. Wrap the note in there tight. Put it on the top. Okay, the eggs are fine. Have a nice day. Have a nice day. He was getting real sneaky with it. He was really, really slick. And then one day, the manager of the grocery store, he's up at the top. Y'all know how they have the double-sided mirror. And they just look over and see what's going on. The manager's like, what is going on in aisle three? What are they doing? I mean, I know Sally's on aisle three, but I thought she scanned a little faster than that. They had 15, 20 people in the line. They're like, hey, shift manager, get down there and tell them that these people got to get out of here. Because we have customer service in here. We're not Walmart. We keep multiple aisles open, okay? We have to keep multiple lanes open because we don't play that game. Because we need some good Google reviews, and the past couple that we've gotten weren't too favorable. But one thing the manager didn't realize was that Johnny was on lane three with Sally. And then it was just funny because as the manager is he's scurrying around. Hey, sir, you know, you can go ahead and just slide over here. We got two open. We got five open, seven, eight. You can go to any of these lines. These people are waiting to check you out. He said, nope, no can do, sir. Sorry. Another woman, ma'am, you want to go ahead and slide over here? We can get you out of here. I know you got to get home. I see you every week. You got kids. They play soccer. You got to get out of here for real because you got to get your kids to bed. She's like, nope. Sorry. The last guy he approached said, sir, come on. I know you because you like watching football. And it's Thursday night. The Patriots playing. The Cowboys playing. Come on, man. This said, nah, man. My wife sent me to the store at halftime and I have to get everything on the list. Johnny's note was the last thing on the list. And the funny thing about this whole story was that, I mean, as they're in the store and as he's trying to shift all these things around, and I believe that everybody in here has a purpose just like Johnny did. His purpose initially started out being just wanting to make a difference. And I think sometimes we can get so caught up in doing what other people think we're supposed to do versus doing what we know is true to us and what we know is true to our own hearts. So Johnny just sought out to see how he can add value to the world. And it started with him just putting a note in a bag. And then it began to shift the whole culture around the store because each and every individual then began to, they would be heading up the street and they'll say, you know what? Let me just swing up there and let me just see if Johnny's up there because I don't really need any bread. But I could use uplifting word. Maybe I could use a little quote this week because my grandma she just died and now I don't know what to do. Because his little difference that he started out to make, it shifted the culture in the store.
Hey friends, welcome back. Now that you have the opportunity to hear just how the story went with Johnny and how that really all played out. Now I just want to ask you the question, where can you make your impact count? Because Johnny just wanted a job to make a difference. Ultimately, Johnny was just trying to serve people just by literally serving them inspiration. And Johnny was somebody who was talked about. Johnny was somebody who people went in on. Johnny was somebody who oftentimes people didn't always understand what his reasoning for why he did what he did, but yet he still understood that it had to get done. Today, I want to ask you, how will you leave your mark? Who will you serve? How will you be remembered? Johnny said, I got to write these notes. I got to get them this inspiration. They need this. The world is broken. The world is dark. The world is cold. They need this inspiration. Now let's make it plain. What is it that you have that somebody else needs to hear? What is it that you have that somebody else needs to receive? Because you have something. You might downplay it or even feel as if it's obsolete. You might say, no, John, no. What I have isn't even, it's not even worth mentioning. Because your life, people might have downplayed who you were because they were intimidated of the God-given gift that you have. Throughout your life, people might say, you're not good enough because they always came up short and they never went after what they truly desired and what they truly dreamed about, what they dreamed for, what they hoped for, what they wished for. Now I charge you, my friends, successors, I charge you to identify what your gift is and be able to give it and give it often, to serve people and serve them often. Because if Johnny made such a great impact and he was just what some might almost call the lowest at the totem pole or on the totem pole, then imagine the difference that you can make in others' lives. Friends, we just want to say once again, thank you for your support, with your consistent support, with you showing up, with you listening. As I look on the Libsyn platform, I'm truly humbled to just see all the different people in the different continents and people all across the world rocking with the Speak Your Success podcast. I thank you. I would love to put a name with a face. So if you're on Twitter, be sure to use the hashtag SYS podcast. Or even if you're on any other platform, I would encourage you to screenshot as you're listening to the podcast and share it. Use the hashtag, tag me, Jonathan Jones Speaks, just so that I can retweet and just so I can give you my appreciation and just let you know that I really do appreciate you, each and every listener, one by one. Each and every episode that you've heard, one by one. I really appreciate it. I really appreciate you. Friends, even if you want to do a little bit more and you want to help, I would just encourage you to leave a helpful Apple review by going to Apple Podcasts, typing in the search bar, Speak Your Success, then going all the way down to the bottom and clicking write a review. We hope it's a 5-star review. If not, oh well. But thank you once again for listening. Thank you for rocking with us. TEDx speaker and best-selling author Jonathan Jones. Signing out, and this is the Speak Your Success podcast, reminding you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?